All right. I went back there and pulled up that scripture that we heard twice today out of Ephesians. Ephesians is a book that was given to people who live in a culture that is hostile to their faith. Ephesians is a manual on how to live your Christian life effectively in a world that thinks you're foolish, that things that you believe are not effective, and that your whole life is tied up in an illusion. Ephesians is a manual for people like us. And we have to learn what it says so that we can be not just in a survival mode, but in a thriving mode in the world around us that is a lot of times hostile to the very things that we have built our whole lives on. The solid rock of Jesus Christ. That there's a way, a truth, and a life. And no one comes to the Father except for through Jesus. Now that's looked at as being narrow and dogmatic. But the reality of it is, for anyone that sees it as only narrow and dogmatic and choose one of the other many ways, they miss the way and the life and the truth. And so let's read this. Take a couple minutes here and hopefully give you an illustration that will help you to have a purer focus on the days that you're in. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. How do you do that? Run around pointing them out? No, by living a life of light. You expose darkness by being light. You expose darkness by having a life that is a contrast to the normal of the world or the culture that's around of you. You expose them not by being antagonistic, but by being easily seen and recognized for that purity of life that you're living. For it is a shame, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. Paul, when he wrote this, he didn't know anything about television. Paul didn't know anything about YouTube. Paul didn't know anything about technology. Paul didn't know anything about the darkness that is readily subjected to all of us in society today. But yet, he says, for it's shameful even to mention what the disobedient... Mention it? We broadcast it. We live in a world that is unredeemed. And there's a word that we heard today. I love the mindset that says, well, we're a Christian nation. But I've come to the place where I realize that what the definition of being a Christian in this nation is far below what maybe God determines is the criteria of being a Christian, which in essence means little Christs. Is your life so distinctive in the community around you that when they see and they hear and they watch you, they think of Jesus Christ? When they watch what you do and how you effectively interact with people, do they have a reminiscence of, that's like what Jesus used to do, going around and doing good, praying for people, calling forth the kingdom of God? And so it's important because the world is so focused on this disobedience that they seem to revel in that they oftentimes, if we're not bold in what we're doing, if we don't step into the situation, oftentimes they don't get the exposure to light that they need. But everything exposed by light becomes visible. For it is the light that makes everything visible. This is why it said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And that's a word to us as believers, to not be lulled to sleep in our Christianity, in our pattern, in our routine, in what we do, but don't allow ourselves to be satisfied with that religious side of our behavior, and press on and desire those vibrant interruptions of God that come into our lives so that we can get into the adventure of following His interruptions. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity. That's another translation as of redeeming the days, for they are evil, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, what I'd like to do is something that I know at some point we saw a video on it. And Francis Chan did it. But I would like to redo it and do it live, because I want you to understand where you are on the timeline of eternity. And so I want you to imagine with me, I hope this goes the way it should. It didn't. I want you to imagine with me that this rope, as it undoes itself, represents the timeline of eternity. Hey, Becky, how am I doing? You know how frustrated I get with things like this. Give me that one. Take that one through the door. Far through this door here. All right. I want you to imagine that it runs on the floor and through the door and out the door and on down the road and around the world and keeps wrapping around and never stops. That's eternity. Eternity is the picture of this rope going, and you cannot see where it ends. Right? You cannot see where it ends. There is no beginning, nor is there an end. But I want you to focus on this. That represents our life, our short race here on earth. From here to here is the time you're going to spend here on earth. And from here to forever is the time you're going to spend, hopefully, with God. Hopefully, in the kingdom that's going to be established here on the earth, where you'll be there to worship and praise Him. Why is it that we spend so much time and energy trying to make sure that we're comfortable in this little window of time? And yet, if you think about it, for those of us that are working every day and we're trying to accumulate things for comfort and security, it's all focused on this. Actually, for many of us, it's focused not on this whole thing, but just the last few years of it, so that we can retire and still live the way we've grown accustomed to live. And we spend all of our focus making investments so that we have enough to enjoy our life until we die. As if that's the end of our life. Because we spend all this energy here, but what about all of this? What about what goes on and on and on? What investments do we make into that? We spend it all here. But I can tell you that all those investments that you're making, hoping that the interest rate goes up and that your health remains strong, are like the man who built bigger and bigger and bigger barns. What were the barns for? Just so he could heap more and more and more up for himself, while the world around him probably needed some grain, probably needed some help. Maybe some of those people that lived around him just needed a job and he could hire them to work in his fields. But you see, he was just worried about this. God says that we're supposed to redeem, make the most of every opportunity, because the days that we're in are evil and short. And we're to redeem them. That means buy them back. That means take them from a place of uselessness to a place of utility. That means that instead of investing so much in the interest rate that may get us to retirement, that ends right there. Did you ever think you might want to invest your time, your treasure, and in your talent so that when you get here, and the one who's in charge of all provision and all supply is the one that will be giving you your rewards? There are no real rewards here. Only what we can accumulate in our own strength. But God says you will live with the rewards that He gives you all the way down the steps, out the door, and into eternity. Where do you want to invest? What will give you the redemption and the payback that's going to last you the longest? Ephesians says, redeem the days because they're evil, and I say they're short here on this earth. Here's where we ought to be making our investments. How do you do that? Well, Pastor, you know, I'll put another 5%. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Please don't focus on money, although money is part of the equation. Time, talent, and treasure. Our kids were talking about their time, okay? They were also talking about their talent. You have people that need to hear your story. They need to hear his story. And so as a result of that, invest your time, your treasure, and your talent where it's going to get you a true reward. My concern in closing, and I'm going to take a moment and pray over all of us. My concern is that there will come a day for many believers, well-intentioned, good people, love God, thankful. But there's going to come a day when this ends and this begins. And it begins with standing before a holy, a righteous, and a just Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is going to judge us according to our works. As Christians, we're judged according to our works, the deeds that we've done, the investments that we've made. And I'm burdened as a pastor who's... Do you know the years go quicker the older you get? Anybody know that? Do you figure that out yet? I mean, they've still got the same number of days, but somehow they go faster the older that you get. And so you have this sensitivity to coming to the end of your days here on this earth. And yet it is when you come to the end of your days here on this earth that immediately you have an audience where you stand before your God, who wants to know, what have you done with what I have given to you? Time, treasure, and talent.
And you know, he himself taught us by doing that with three guys and giving them all different measures of time, treasure, and talent. And two of them multiplied it. Not equally, but they multiplied it. And they both got a reward for what they had invested into their master's future. And it's a picture of eternity. But there was one. And my heart is burdened for those people who are believers, who are in this world, and they're focused on this world, and they're investing everything there, and they are going to come to a day where they stand before God, and they're going to take exactly what He has given to them, and we're going to go right back and say, "Here, what you gave me, I'm giving it back to you exactly the way that you gave it to me, because I didn't want to lose it. Here it is." And the Lord said, "Thou wicked servant, even that which was given unto you will be taken away and given to others who know what to do with it." Now that's a pretty sober message, isn't it? I hope it shakes us a bit. It shakes me. I hope that I become less focused on this last period of time in my life and more focused on what is to come and make my investments wisely. Will you? Will you? I pray you will. Let's stand this morning as we close. Father, I thank you for the gifts and the talents and the time that you've given us. I also thank you that every one of us that is standing here may be in the last few moments of our time, because we don't know how many days, how many moments are left. But I pray in Jesus' name that you be gracious to us all, Lord, not willing that any would suffer loss or perish, as your word says, but that you would be gracious to every one of us that's here, no matter how old or how young we are, that we would begin to get our eyes off the short period of time, this life, this comfort, and begin to focus on eternity with you. I pray in Jesus' name that we would not be satisfied with just our religious doings and comings and goings, but that we would redeem the time. We would buy it back. We would make it something of utility and purpose and worth, because it was worthless before, but we want to infuse it with worth to the kingdom of God. I ask, Lord, that you would help each one of us to identify in our lives, our individual life, not somebody else's life, but our individual life, how we can change our perspective from the here and now till the yet to come. And that we can maximize our investment in the yet to come to such a degree that when we do stand before our Lord and Savior, He will look us in the eye and smile upon us and say, "Come in, thou faithful servant, and enter into your rest and reward." And it will be a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Help us, Lord, to get that focus, to call on the name of Jesus, to be redeemed ourselves first, and then redeem the time that we have left. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Father, I pray that each one of us, as we leave this place this morning, that we can do it with a light heart and a light spirit, even though it was a weightsome message. Allow us to hear your voice and say yes and amen to it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll be here again next week.